Support for WYPR comes from the Park School of Baltimore's Saturday morning Rise and Shine activity sessions for children 3 to 5 years of age. Nature expedition through the Park School woods is April 20th. parkschool.net/shine.
Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, despite the fact that some people will kind of moan about Chardonnay because it's too this or too that, it's actually an awfully nice wine. And, you know, I always like to have some in my cellar. But they don't necessarily have to come from California these days. In fact, some of the most amazing ones I've found have come from very odd places.
Absolutely. You know, South Africa is best known for its Chenin Blanc on the white wine side and Pinotage on the red spectrum. And folks would be well advised to start looking, though, now for some outstanding Chardonnays that are now coming from South Africa. The flavors tend to be rich with citrus and tropical fruit hallmarks. But there seems to be a more delicate approach to the winemaking over the last 20 years or so that I'm beginning to notice. Oak is employed much more judiciously than in the past, and as a nuance rather than a, you know, than a major flavor component. Mm-hmm. And acidity levels are definitely being, you know, manipulated and held up. So anyway, here are three good examples worth exploring that I was very happy to do. From a producer in the Stellenbosch area, very well known for its Chenin Blanc, this is from Thelema Mountain Vineyards. I think it's pronounced with a hard T, but it looks like Thelma with an extra E. So from Thelema Mountain Vineyards in Stellenbosch, the 2019 Chardonnay is a stunner, frankly. It's pale gold, aromas and of citrus and peach, has a lovely yeasty note, followed by lush fruit and texture with a touch of, just a nice touch of oak in the finish. This was apparently the wine served at the 1994 inauguration of Nelson Mandela, and it is a terrific value at $20.99. So that's a good opening act right there. Next was a wine from a producer called Dewetshoff. That's Wetshof. The wine is called Limestone Hill Chardonnay, also from the 2022 vintage. This is unoaked. And the wine shows bright apple, citrus, and peach flavors, but has a very understated elegance that is appealing. It's sort of like it's all there, and you take a sip, and then you stand back and you go, gee, that's really good, but it didn't whack me over the head. So mm-hmm. it was really nicely understated. Another great value at $20.99. Lastly, from a producer called Klein, this is the Klein Constantia Chardonnay 2020.
Oh, my.
The name Constantia refers to a vast property that was first established in 1685 by Simon Vanderstel, who was the very first governor of South Africa. So this is an area with provenance. This was a Saturday night dinner wine. Sparkling, bright, pale gold color, aromas of white flower and peach, and just a hint of butterscotch, which follows on a generous palate with zesty acidity. The wine sees very subtle oak, does not undergo any malolactic fermentation, something I enjoy seeing more and more, and wraps in at a Saturday night dinner wine at $39.99. Very tough choice this week on the wine of the week. All three of these were outstanding, however different. The Klein was notable for its overall quality, the Dewetshoff for its understated elegance, and the Thelema for its generous overall flavor profile. However, the $20.99 price point for the Thelema 2019 Chardonnay, that kind of wins the day for me. Yeah. Much to like here. We'll put these on the website.
Oh, Hugh, that's really good news, really good news. Yep. And I think everyone should have one or two bottles of good dinner Chardonnay around.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.